The latest government statistics show that 1 in 68 children in America is on the autism spectrum. While it's still difficult for many families to find evidence-based treatment, the situation is still much better than it was a few decades ago. Autism often was misdiagnosed or not diagnosed at all, with the end result exclusion from education and sometimes even confinement in mental institutions. An Oscar-winning director is coming to Ventura County for a screening of her documentary looking at the plight of two adult men on the autism spectrum who overcame the lack of support to find their place in the world.
My name is very pessimistic.
You are telling us that our assumptions are wrong.
Or like you did not.
The documentary is called Wretches and Jabberers and is the work of director Jerry Wurzburg.
Wretches and Jabberers is really a global look at autism. It's a road trip movie. There's a lot of humor. There's also a lot of drama that occurs.
The film focuses on Tracy Thresher and Larry Bissonette as they travel the world, looking at attitudes about autism and meeting others on the spectrum.
I knew Larry and Tracy. I always described them as Easy Rider meets Rain Man meets Thelma and Louise, but no one dies. They had tremendous sense of humor, and they're very articulate about their lives.
Wurzburg says their personal stories are remarkable because they were, in effect, written off by society. On their own initiative, they learned to communicate through typing.
Larry was in a mental institution until he was in his early 20s and really did not have a way to communicate until he was in his early 30s. Tracy developed a way to communicate in his 20s. So I think it really is a testament to themselves and many other people like them who, regardless of the early life they had, have been able to, once they establish communication, are able to find a way to reach out to people.
The director says while autism is getting much of the attention it deserves now, most of the focus is on kids and not those who are adults like Thresher and Bissonette.
They also are the forgotten generation. People talk a lot about the epidemic of autism. Their generation, the adult generation, are the people who are often in institutions or warehoused within public schools in a separate section and not educated.
Wurzburg considers the fair treatment of those with disabilities a civil rights issue. Her career has been centered around documentaries about those living with disabilities, including one which won an Academy Award and a second which was nominated.
I did a film called Educating Peter, which won an Academy Award, and that was about the life of a young boy who had Down syndrome. And then I did another film called Autism is a World, which was nominated for an Academy Award. And that was the story of a woman and her coming out from being non-communicative to being able to communicate by typing.
What does the director hope that people get from Wretches and Jabberers?
One of the strongest messages in the film is how our perceptions of people often serve as barriers to really giving people a chance. We make split-second judgments on people based on race, sex, age, and disability. And disability is the big one. So my biggest hope by doing this film and people seeing the film is that they will make that effort to connect with other people.
The documentary will be shown at 6:30 Thursday night in the Bruce Brandt Forum at California Lutheran University in Thousand Oaks. Wurzburg, as well as the two men featured in the film, Tracy Thresher and Larry Bissonette, will be on hand for a discussion after the free screening. You can find details on our website, kclu.org. The three will also speak at a conference on autism at CLU this Saturday. CLU is the parent of KCLU Radio. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.